Phone Boy Speaks, episode 274, Cyber, Cyber, Cyber. When I hear the word cyber, I want to puke, basically, because it is, it's definitely morphed from its, the definition that I remember as a kid, which it really talked about the internet, but it had good connotations and bad connotations. People use the cyber prefix to refer to, things like cyber sex, and also, cyberpunks, people that were, really into the technology and, almost kind of rebelling against sort of the mainstream. And then, now there's cyber warfare and cyber crime and really, it's almost a meaningless prefix now. It's like, it's a vague thing that talks about things that are happening on the internet or things that are happening in the virtual space. But let's face it, we live in both the real world and the digital world in various ways. And so it's warfare, right? I mean, why call it cyber warfare? It's warfare. It's just on a different battlefield now. I don't think you need to differentiate between, people shooting each other with guns and, people attacking each other's computers. It's basically the same thing. It's just happening via different means. But anyway, I'm reading an article about really where the term cyber came from, and it started with cybernetics, which actually was a term used in the 1940s, and actually the Greek word cyber is kind of where the word cyber came from, and it was the idea of government or governing, right? Which, I guess if you think about it, it's kind of that's kind of ironic that we're now using this word to talk about to talk about sort of the online, and when really its original origins have to do with governing. So that's interesting. But the idea of self, but the idea would be that something cyber would be self-governing. The idea of cybernetics is computers that become self-aware and run essentially on feedback that they get. I don't think we've gotten quite to that yet, although we're getting pretty close with some of the stuff that's going on. But it's definitely the word's definitely taken a turn for the worse. And I just wish that that it had better connotations, or I don't know. But as I say, I find it ironic that they're now using the term cyber, and now that I know what the word actually means, or where it came from, that I find it ironic that they're using that word, and given all the things that have been happened with the NSA and the government, that cyber is being locked down essentially, we're being controlled by cyberspace, and or things that are happening in cyberspace. And yes, that's I don't think that's an accident, quite honestly. There are very few things that are accidents, and as they say on the No Agenda Show, words do matter. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.